Is your holiday shopping cart feeling a little light? Is your menorah drooping around the edges? Or has your inner Scrooge decided to come out and shout, "Bah humbug!" Never fear, Only a Game fans, Karen Given is here to help me through the 20th installment of the Only a Game Holiday Gift Guide. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Bill. And I thought we'd start with the cheapest item on this year's list. It's sold by the satirical online newspaper The Onion. You remember them, right?
Griebert.
Exactly. So The Onion is selling, quote, authentic, official-looking, cheat-to-win yellow bracelets. Here's Chad Nagers, sports editor at The Onion.
A perfect gift for anyone in your family. Any neighbors, anyone with wrists.
So these look a lot like the Lance Armstrong Livestrong bracelets, right?
Yeah. And 100% of the proceeds are going to our profit.
Ah, the spirit of Christmas lives. Why is the Hanukkah music playing?
Because this is the first weekend of Hanukkah, and former pro basketball player Tamir Goodman is selling compression fit sports string zeet zeet.
You know, it's totally kosher. It's a lot of fun, and it makes the commandment alive and more comfortable.
Tzitzit, those are the four-corner garments with fringes traditionally worn by Jewish men even when they're playing basketball, right?
I'm getting the nod from the control room, so I think you've got that about right.
Jingle bells, jingle
Okay, Bill, how about a quiz?
Ready.
Do you recognize this sound?
No.
Okay, how about this one?
No, because that's the same sound.
Well, almost. The first was Detroit, and the second was Dallas. And those are the sounds the goal horn makes in each of those arenas.
And neither arena is having that sound these days.
I know, but Steve Galliano at mancavegifts.com says all you have to do is press the hockey puck-shaped remote control on the NHL-licensed hockey goal light, and you can hear the horn from any of the league's 30 stadiums.
Why would anybody want to do that?
So someone can be, you know, sitting on the sofa watching the game, and when their team scores, they can, in their own, you know, living room, get that feeling and sound of the flashing light and siren sound of their favorite team.
Well, while you're waiting for your favorite team to actually be playing, the Bradford Exchange has a foot-tall Stanley Cup replica commemorating the LA Kings' victory. Due to the lockout, plenty of the 4,999 limited edition trophies are still available.
Yeah, but what if I'm boycotting the NHL? Do they have a replica trophy for the Continental Hockey League or maybe the Icelandic Championship?
No, but I can dial a number so you can talk to a nice woman in Iceland.
Well, let's do that.
Hello.
That's Eygló Gunnadóttir, and she's an Icelandic grandmother who knits beer mittens. One side is a normal mitten, and the other side is knitted in a loop to hold a beer can. What a good idea. And they even have a traditional Icelandic name.
It's a Bjórvettlingur.
I like that better than beer mitten.
Yeah, I do too. It's a bit more Viking.
Well, I'm going to make a suggestion. Perhaps next holiday season you make some sweaters with the beer mittens actually attached to them. You couldn't lose
yeah.
them, right?
Okay. I will think about that.
Okay.
Maybe.
You think she's going to do it?
No. No, I don't. Please, Diola, Triel, Torquinu.
Okay. Well, say I need to buy a gift for someone who wants to hold a cold beverage, but maybe their style is a little more flashy.
Ah, this one's from Karen Glazer. She's the CEO of Glam Sparkle and Glitz, and she sells Swarovski-encrusted collegiate koozies.
I mean, you can be on that tailgater party, and when the sun hits these crystals, they are beautiful.
Have you ever thought that one day you might go pro with this? Because I'm a Patriots fan, and I'm not on your list.
That's our next step. Because, you know, they need a koozie, too.
Find the need and fill it. They got some great ideas down there in the South.
They sure do. Here's another one. Tammy Buchanan from North Carolina makes an item she likes to call a sports bud.
A handcrafted flower bloom to mimic a rose, and they're made out of the actual hide of the different sport balls.
Now, Tammy makes sports buds from baseballs, softballs, footballs, basketballs, soccer balls, volleyballs, and tennis balls.
Tennis balls sounds like a challenge.
It is the hardest to do, and it's really hard to get that felt off the rubber ball.
I bet it is. Do you find yourself in the sporting goods store looking at all the balls and saying, huh, I wonder?
Yes, I do. I think the most challenging thing I tried was a golf ball, but it's not happening.
No. Tammy sells her sports buds on Etsy, which is also where you can find Allie's Crochet Creations and a product called Spirit Fingers. They're those super stretchy gloves with a brightly colored pom-pom attached to the tip of each finger.
And what's Etsy?
It's an internet marketplace for handcrafted items.
What's the internet?
Moving on.
Okay, I see that your list also includes teething bling, sports-themed teething jewelry for the mom who wants to cheer on her team while comforting a fussy baby. So that just seems fine and dandy.
And don't forget, I have you scheduled to talk to Gina Myers, the author of the unofficial Green Bay Packers cookbook and the unofficial San Francisco Giants cookbook.
Maybe she'll send me some chocolate chip cookies.
That would be tasty.
But I have to be honest here, Karen. I need something, how you say, manly, something primal, something maybe for grilling meat.
Bernie DeMeo's got you covered, Bill. He's the owner of Hot Sports Grills, and he sells charcoal grills shaped like footballs, baseballs, soccer balls, and golf balls.
There's a market for that.
Let's ask Bernie.
Among my research, I found the top five things that people buy for tailgating. Number one is a cooler, and a grill is number two. Alcohol came in third. I thought, if we're ahead of alcohol, we got to really be doing well on this thing, you know?
Now, if you're in the market for a branded sports grill...
And who isn't?
Exactly. Bernie has licensing agreements with the University of Iowa, University of Illinois, Northwestern, Southern Illinois University, and Northern Illinois University.
Hey, they're the ones playing in the Orange Bowl.
Look who's been paying attention to his own radio show.
Must have waked up for a minute there.
But did you know that Bernie's top seller is the smallest school on the list, his alma mater, Southern Illinois University?
I got a nice little write-up in the alumni magazine with a picture of a very lovely co-ed with a grill, and I think that had a lot to do with it.
Lovely co-eds help.
Yes, they always do. I'm always afraid, though, they might not see the grill if they're looking too much at the lovely co-ed, you know.
Should you be looking for a gift that will please a grilling dad, a teething baby, or any person with wrists, all of our holiday ideas can be found at onlyagame.org. And happy holidays from all of us here at Only a Game.
Ever since you came my way,
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Dana Haddock, and we had help this week from Amanda Art. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. You can learn more about this year's veritable cornucopia of sports gifts by visiting our website, onlyagame.org. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Green Bay Packers and San Francisco Giants cookbook author Gina Myers.
And by the way, I love your last name, Littlefield.
Well, thank you.
It works with those sports.
Well, yeah, except back in the Little League days, it didn't fit very well into the box score in the Montclair Times. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
You're my holiday, baby.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR.